how do we take video from one source and put it into another source that we can then use for recording or live streaming using capture cards? If you'd like to be able to live stream one screen onto another from one computer or video game to a different computer and live stream it or record it, will you please learn about capture cards with me? Because having a nice capture card setup is really helpful for being able to effortlessly live stream or record anything. This is the exact capture card I use, the Magewell USB 3 HDMI video capture dongle. Now, here's where it's at in my particular setup. So in my setup, I've got my monitor on the left, and then what I've got the capture card is right down here in the middle. It takes a HDMI out from the monitor, and then it puts it into my Mac Pro back here, which then my Mac Pro, I pull it into Wirecast. So I've got it on this. Right now I'm doing the live stream off my phone, and then when I click on this, it moves the screen back over, and whatever is on this monitor is what I'm capturing. This is an amazing setup for using two different monitors like this because it allows me to live stream anything that's on this monitor. The key piece to this is a monitor with an HDMI out. That way, all I do, anything that's on this monitor, I just have this one capture card that gets it and puts it into Wirecast. This is one of those things I found out the hard way and through video gaming. So what I was doing, I was using a different capture card. And what I was doing on that capture card, I was putting my Xbox One into the capture card, which then had two outs. The one was an HDMI into the monitor, the other was a USB straight into the computer. When you're playing a game like Call of Duty, where every millisecond makes a difference between who gets to shoot first and who gets the kill, a couple of milliseconds getting to shoot first, hitting the other person, throwing their aim off, makes a huge difference for kill-death. When you use a capture card between whatever you're using, you're limited to that specific source. And then second, you are also introducing some lag into, even if it's small lag, for things like video games or sometimes for music or vocals, even if there's a few millisecond lag between your voice and what you're saying. Like if you watched when I do my video, if I switch over on my phone and do, if you do, when I do the audio on my phone, because it's Wi-Fi, there's a little tiny lag you can notice between when I talk on the iPhone and when it actually goes over into the computer. And that's because I've got the audio going straight into the computer and then the iPhone goes straight into the computer. There's a little tiny bit of lag you introduce when you put a capture card in a less than ideal position. It's not wrong, it just depends on the results you want to get. So the key for this setup, I have a capture card for Mac, and this is on my jerrybanfield.com/resources page. I've got the exact capture card I use on here. Then the key to this setup is to use an HDMI out monitor. I'm trying to tell everyone about this because most monitors do not have an HDMI out. And an HDMI out makes all the difference in the world for something like gaming, especially on a first-person shooter like Call of Duty. And even in things like if you want to be a professional League of Legends player, you definitely want to reduce that lag in any way you can. The gaming monitor I've got on my resources page here, it's this BenQ. Now, it's discontinued, but there's a newer version of it available. I'm actually going to link to this newer version. So here's the newer version. This is a beautiful monitor. It's the newer version of mine. It's got an HDMI output, as it says on the sales page, HDMI output for lag-free simultaneous displays or capture streaming recording devices. This is absolutely essential if you want the best live streaming setup, because what the option you've got then, when you go to set something like this up, then I can have anything I want hooked into this monitor. All I need to do is get an HDMI in. This, what I used to do is live stream on my Xbox and on my PlayStation and on my PC. I had the exact same live streaming setup, whether I was playing League of Legends on PC or whether I was playing Call of Duty on Xbox or whether I was playing Call of Duty on PlayStation or Battlefield on PlayStation. I had the exact same setup because all I need is the HDMI in. That gives me the lowest latency connection directly to the monitor. And then that just puts it out of my live stream. That way I didn't have to change any of my live stream settings. I didn't have to go unplug anything. I leave all the cables connected. The audio is the exact same microphone in the same spot. I used to do it differently. I had this awkward setup for live streaming or recording gaming videos, and then I had a different live streaming setup for recording off my PC, and then I had another one for recording on my iMac. This unifies everything. The coolest thing, I can even put an HDMI out from the Mac Pro and put it back into this monitor, which I've done. I'm filming this as a part of the complete live streaming course. So some of the videos I've done, if I want to screen capture on Wirecast, I can screen capture on Wirecast. And then what I can do, I take a second HDMI out from the Mac Pro in here. The Mac Pro has a capability to put an HDMI out. I've got a DisplayPort into this monitor, then I actually can HDMI out into this monitor, and then I can capture this monitor back through the capture card into Wirecast. Now that is really sweet, because then you might say, well, why wouldn't you just capture the screen? Because the screen's out of position, as you can see with the way I've got this set up. I've got the webcam in one fixed position, so my face is in this, my whole studio is set up to live stream in this particular position. So if I'm trying to record something on this monitor, sure, I could just screen capture it. But if I'm trying to record something on this monitor and I actually look at it, then what you can see is my face is off looking over to the side, which doesn't look very good. So this allows me, I can just HDMI back into this monitor. I can then have a dual monitor where I can see Wirecast on one side, or I can even put Wirecast on this one. I can record what I'm doing on Wirecast while I pull it in as a source. And then I've got separate audio for that. I don't have to use the screen capture one on Wirecast. This allows me, on one monitor, without unplugging any of the cables, I can live stream something on the screen of my Mac Pro, on my Windows PC, and I don't have an Xbox or a PlayStation. I gave them away when I quit gaming. I was able to live stream those also on here. Anything else that plugs in via HDMI, for example, if I wanted a camera on a different part of the house, I could plug that in. If I wanted to produce music on this PC without having it hit the processor on the Mac Pro, I'm able to do that. This monitor and capture card system, if you're gaming and live streaming, this is absolutely an outstanding way to do it. Because if you try and live stream with the built-in functionality of, say, PlayStation, you only can live stream to so many websites, and that is probably lagging up your PlayStation also. If you're live streaming straight through the built-in Twitch function, and Xbox may have one by now for Mixer, if you're straight streaming with those built-in applications, that's likely to lag up your Xbox a little bit. And every bit of lag matters. If you're trying to game at the highest quality and have a live stream that's impressive, I noticed my kill death in Call of Duty went from about 1.4, a lot of years playing Call of Duty, up to about 2 on the exact same video game just by putting this monitor in instead of that other capture card setup I had to a bigger TV. So this, the capture card, the combination of the capture card and the HDMI out monitor is absolutely outstanding. Now you actually can skip the capture card. If you go on my website where it says Discover Wirecast on jerrybanfield.com/resources, when you click Discover Wirecast, you'll see this is the software I use to live stream. Well, what you're liable to see is also Wirecast gear on here. Wirecast Gear allows you, you don't even need to buy a capture card if you've got it this way. If you've got Wirecast Gear, wherever you can see it says Live Streaming Simplified, and Wirecast Gear gives you a fully configured live streaming production system. If you don't want to buy another computer, if I had to start over, I would get Wirecast Gear. Because Wirecast Gear, you don't even need to get a capture card. You can just plug it. You can see the back of this here. It's got all kinds of different connections. You can plug these straight into the system. You don't need to buy a capture card. You can just stick these connections straight into Wirecast Gear. I'm zooming in the picture. There, you can see the back of it. It's got tons of in connections. You don't even need to get a capture card. So if you've got Wirecast Gear, you get the ultimate in terms of having power on your live stream, not losing processing power trying to stream on the same computer that or same gaming device that you're also playing on. Then you can do so much more with it. With me having a Mac Pro, or I would imagine I could do it on Wirecast Gear, you can stream to several different websites at once because you've got enough processing power to handle that. Whereas when you try and do it on the same computer or the same gaming system, you have got a limited amount of processing power. And if you're trying to stream on the PlayStation and play a game at the same time, at least it looked like to me it was reducing the quality across the board. So that this to me, Wirecast Gear seems like an ideal option when combined with the HDMI out monitor, when combined, and then you just plug it straight in. If you got Wirecast Gear, you don't even need to drop $300 on a capture card. You don't need to buy a different PC. You can even finance your Wirecast Gear purchase. As I've financed my Mac Pro, which was $10,000, I bet I can get a similar level performance on Wirecast Gear for a much smaller price than I got on my Mac Pro. Now, a lot of people I've come across are hesitant to spend this kind of money on equipment. Do you want to make that kind of money? I know I do. I want to make $10,000, $50,000. I've made over $200,000 on one video course before. If you want to make that kind of money, it helps a lot to have the equipment that makes it easy. When I can film a course and that has 20 hours of video and 40 hours of real time, and you're using lower quality equipment and setup, and it takes you 200 to 400 hours to film that exact same course at perhaps a little bit higher quality. When I can film 90% of a course, you can film in 10% of the time. That's a massive difference. You see, in the time you've filmed one course that might be a little bit better than mine, I filmed 10 courses. That's a massive difference. I've got all this listed down here for you at jerrybanfield.com/resources. If you'd like to get the exact same monitor I use, which has been discontinued, but you get the newer version, I'll update that on here. I'll fix the links to those on here. That's what's beautiful about this page, is I fix the links on it all the time. If I get a better version of something, I stop using something, I update the links on this page. And I put these on there because I use them. You'll notice my website host that I'm on, that's on this page, is actually the one I use. Check out some other people's affiliate marketing. See if they use the web host. See if they use the landing page program on their own website that they promote. Interesting little thing you can do. It might not be funny that people are making a lot of money on affiliate programs selling stuff they don't even use. That's why I've made this jerrybanfield.com/resources page. This is the stuff I use. I chose it before there was any chance to make money off it. I chose it. I chose all these things because I love them, because after research, this is the best I've found. And then I put them on there, whether they have affiliate programs or not. If you want to get something or research something that I use, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com/resources and use the links, because some of these do have affiliate links and you'll be able to help me earn, and you will feel good about that. If you're like me, I feel good helping another person make money. That's why I've made so much money. That's why I've made, if you add all of it up, well over $1 million online. That's why I help people make money. That's what I do. I help people make money. I help you have a better setup. I show you what I've learned and give it to you for the absolute lowest cost possible. I have friends that have given me affiliate links. I love using my friends' affiliate links because I love helping other people earn money without it costing me anything. So that's, I appreciate the chance to collaborate with you on this. I hope this has been helpful looking at the huge benefit to having its live streaming and video recording setup done the way I've got it based on my experience using less effective setups. All right, I think we're actually done now.